fresh off the practice field, Dave Spadaro, joined by cornerback Brandon Boykin on this rainy Thursday, moving indoors for the first time. A little turf work today, huh?
Yeah, definitely a little bit different. Like you said, raining outside, but we still had a good practice, good tempo, so it was good.
Boykin with the pick and the forced fumble today. What else? Anything else I missed?
I got beat by Riley Cooper, so
okay.
You got to take the bad, too. But, definitely learning and getting better every day.
I know the lot's been written about you. I don't know if you pay any attention to any of that stuff. But from our perspective, it looks like you're having a very good camp. Would you agree with that?
I think so. Just in this second year, feeling a lot more comfortable. The game's really slowed down to me, the pace of the NFL, and kind of allowing my athleticism just to kind of show more.
When did you think it started to slow down for you? I mean, it had to happen last year at some point, right?
Probably towards the end of the season. I was able to make a little bit, kind of a jump from that early part of the season. But of course, our record didn't show it too much. But when we kind of came back to OTAs, I really could feel that the game slowed down and I could kind of read routes better and see where the quarterback was looking.
Is that because the time you spent in the film room, just the experience of playing at that tempo? Why do you think it slowed down so much?
I think it's a little bit of both. Just like you said, that game experience from last year, coming back, knowing what they expect, off-season training and off-season film work, being able to see the route concepts come together, and it helped.
Brandon, a lot of changes back there. Not only a new scheme, new personnel. Fill us in. What's going on back there in the defensive secondary?
Like you said, a lot of new faces. But as soon as we got here, we hit the ground and everybody kind of, gained that chemistry together. And I feel like things are coming together well. Everybody's helping each other out, no matter whether you're a veteran or a rookie. Everybody's just kind of trying to come together and do things as fast as we can.
Is your responsibility different? Have the coaches said you're doing a whole lot of different things that you didn't do as a rookie?
Not necessarily. Last year played nickel, kick return, a lot of the special teams, and doing the same things this year, just trying to incorporate that outside game, and just trying to do everything I can on the special teams.
Why is it so much different being a nickel cornerback and an outside cornerback?
In my opinion, it's actually harder. Now that I've kind of gotten a chance to play a lot outside in OTAs and in training camp, I realize that it's harder in the slot just because of, so much space in the slot. Now NFL teams are putting their best players in the slot, the Victor Cruzes, the Megatrons, and they got so much space in two-way goals. And on the outside, it's just basically the sideline, so you really do get a lot of help.
Oh, so the sideline is kind of an extra defender for you.
It really is. People say you're on an island, and that does kind of matter when you're down the field, but, the short routes and the sideline helps you out.
More physical inside?
I think so, yeah. You got to be able to blitz. You got to be able to take on run defenders, the running backs, the tight ends, everybody.
All right, so you haven't tackled at all in this camp, right, to the ground?
A little bit.
Okay. Is that a good thing, the way you look at it? Is it more working on the form here?
Yeah.
Is it you feel good about going into a preseason game in a week not having done a lot of tackling?
I do. I think, we, like you said, we work our form. We work the fundamentals of it. And if you bring enough power and do those things, you'll definitely get them to the ground. They're just trying to keep everybody safe and not have any injuries. But everybody's smart and knows how to tackle.
Brandon, listen, this is year two, and they say that your most growth in the NFL comes from year one to year two. You've experienced it now.
Right.
Do you feel that to be the case?
So far, I feel pretty good, like you said, learning the game and adjusting to it. But the thing for me is just trying to be consistent throughout the year. I don't want to have a first couple good games and people are saying that I made a jump and then it slacks off. I think I just got to continue to stay consistent in my fundamentals and just doing the right things each and every day.
Size up these Eagles wide receivers without Jeremy Maclin. Good group here. I mean, Eagles fans kind of wondering who steps up without Jeremy here.
Oh, we got a ton of guys. You got Jason Avon, you got Demaryius Johnson, somebody that, really did a pretty good job as a rookie, but I think he'll have a breakout year this year as well.
And if he were 6 feet three?
Best receiver in the league,
yeah.
Hands down. And a lot of guys will see that this year. He's a very shifty guy, great hands, and just great speed.
And what's it like working with Bradley for you and Bradley Fletcher and Carey, who's been banged up a little bit here, but you have to kind of integrate them into the Eagles' way, I imagine, right? You got to show them what it's like in Philadelphia.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's a lot different from last year, just from the different coaching staff. So, I mean, everybody's kind of learning. It's new for everybody. But the thing I'm kind of taking from them is we're all kind of, feeding off of each other and incorporating different parts of each other's games in our own, just kind of taking advice from each other. And it's really helping a lot.
Is there any joy to training camp?
There is. I mean, we're here at home. Last year we were at Lehigh, so that in itself is – it's great being able to go home every night and, you know, just being in the facility around the things that you normally would be around. So I'm having fun.
Good. You get to go home and sleep. That's a good thing. Yeah. Is there time to rest during the day?
There is. You know, we get, after practice, a two-hour break to, you know, get cold tub, hot tub, whatever you want to do. Nap time. I definitely utilize that.
Where does one nap in this place?
I find the darkest room in the building.
Do you?
So wherever that
it's not like laying in your locker, right? You find a little room and just kind of...
Some guys lay in the locker room, but I like it to be pitch black. So whether that's in a closet or offensive, defensive room, I find it.
And is it a restful sleep, or is your mind racing and your body racing so much?
No, I'm able to kind of, as soon as where I'm off the practice field, I tone it down, and I'm knocked out for a good hour.
Good.
And it really does help you focus for the rest of the day.
This is called recovery time in Chip Kelly's training camp. Brandon Boykin, thanks for joining us.
All right, thank you.
Good job so far, training camp. Best of luck the rest of the way. We have Brandon Boykin in studio here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.